Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Early voting begins July 21st for Wyoming primary election. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County voters will be able to begin casting ballots for Wyoming's primary election starting July 21st as the state's 28-day early voting period gets underway. According to County 17, under Wyoming law, voters can cast a ballot in person at the Campbell County Clerk's Office through August 17th, the day before the August 18th primary election. Military and overseas voters have a longer 45-day voting window that opened July 2nd. For those choosing to vote by mail, Campbell County Elections Coordinator Michelle Liker says the county has received 137 absentee ballot requests as of June 22nd. That's well below the 1,124 absentee requests received during the 2022 primary and the 673 requests during the 2024 presidential primary. Liker says in-person early voting has outpaced mail voting in both elections. Liker also reminds voters that absentee ballots must be received by the Campbell County Clerk's Office no later than 7 p.m. on Election Day. Ballots arriving after that deadline cannot be counted. Voters who wait too long to request a mail-in ballot may not have enough time to receive it and return it, making in-person early voting the safest option for those concerned about mailing deadlines. Truck driver appeals conviction in fatal I-80 ambulance crash. The Haitian truck driver convicted in the 2022 Interstate 80 crash that killed a Rawlins EMT and seriously injured another is asking the Wyoming Supreme Court to overturn his convictions. According to Cowboy State Daily, Saviol St. Jean was sentenced to 12 to 14 years in prison after a Sweetwater County jury found him guilty of aggravated homicide by vehicle and aggravated assault. The crash claimed the life of Rawlins EMT Tyler Harris and seriously injured ambulance driver Tiffany Gutzmacher after St. Jean's semi-truck struck a parked ambulance near Green River. In an appeal filed last week, St. Jean's attorneys argue prosecutors failed to prove he acted recklessly, a key element required for the convictions. They contend he slowed down, changed lanes, and followed his commercial driver training, but misjudged the ambulance's location because of darkness, glare from ambulance lights, and the complexity of the crash scene. Prosecutors argued during trial the emergency scene was highly visible and that St. Jean made the reckless decision to drive between disabled vehicles rather than slowing enough to avoid the crash. The Wyoming Attorney General's Office will now respond before the Wyoming Supreme Court decides whether to uphold the convictions, reverse them, or send the case back for further proceedings. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.